Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 162. Welcome to the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Do you hate when people say this? I actually had quite a few on my list that I could have chosen from, and I would love to hear what you think. What things that people say that drive you mad or make you think, are you want to throttle them for saying it? But I'm going with this one. This one drives me mad. It is what it is. It is what it is. Oh my gosh. So would you accept that statement from any skilled person? I know it's in vogue at the moment. It is what it is. But imagine a builder has done an extension on your house and it's crooked and then just shrugs his shoulders and turns around and tells you, you know, it is what it is. Would you accept that or would you go mad? Obviously you wouldn't. As I said, from any skilled person, it's not something you would accept. If you bought a brand new car from a car dealer and it broke down as soon as you've left the car showroom, and they say, and you bring it back, or you ring them on the side of the road, and they say, it is what it is. Would you accept that? Would you go back and buy another car off them again? Would you send all your friends and relatives? Of course you wouldn't. It's not something that you would accept. It is what it is. Or even worse example is your doctor, your GP. Or imagine you're a brain surgeon, and you're about to go in for some serious operation. Or after the operation and they're just saying it is what it is. You wouldn't accept it in the health profession, from any health profession at all. It is what it is. I don't think so. So look, you can't be too easygoing or laid back or chill if you want to succeed. You can certainly pretend to be. There's many people that pretend to be easygoing and laid back and chill. So the world is made up of many people who do pretend that their struggle was easier. They certainly don't tell you the hardships that they face. They like you to think that, you know, it was all easy for them, and they did it the easy way. There was none of the hardship. Kind of like that, you know, the calm duck who's swimming calmly, but below the surface, the duck's legs are furiously paddling, but you don't actually see that. You only see above the surface. I even think with relationships nowadays, you know, I'm not really qualified to talk about new relationships or dating or anything like that, because I'm married a long time now at this stage. But from talking to some of my customers and some of my clients, and they tell me about their dating lives, and basically being able to say that you're chill is a valuable commodity, to be able to say that you're chill, which, you know, I think it's just a way of being able to get the leg over, perhaps. When I don't really like talking about my personal life too much, but when I met Louise, I probably gave her the opposite promise. I said to her, we wouldn't have a chilled life, we wouldn't have a normal life, but we definitely, it's not going to be boring. But chill wasn't a commodity. It wasn't something that we sold ourselves to each other as. We're going to be really chill, which turns out not to be true when you're together, you know, a couple of years anyway. So a lot of this being easygoing, being laid back, or being chill is bull. Also, saying it is what it is, it's defeatist talk. It's basically accepting the norm, or even worse, accepting a lower standard. Push for better results. Push for success. Don't accept mediocre or substandard, especially in yourself or from yourself or in your own life. It isn't what it is. You do have more control than that. You can win. You can finish on top. And this is why there are so many rags to riches stories. There are perfect examples of people who don't accept it is what it is. Very successful people don't settle, which is why they attain success in the first place. Now, we're not talking about those jammy inheritance types. They're a different kettle of fish altogether. We won't begrudge them their inheritance, but it's not the same as people who did it the hard way, the rags to riches, who didn't accept it is what it is. By the way, I've gotten used to it. So if you've listened to this episode and then you start saying to me every day, it is what it is, you actually won't really drive me that mad because I do understand it. But it's one of those things I try not to use myself. Are there any statements or any things that people say that drive you absolutely mad? I would love to hear it, even for just for the entertainment value alone. Give me a shout anytime. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.